go in depth right now. Utah Congressman Ben McAdams is pushing for an amendment to block an automatic salary increase for Congress.
Joining us live on the KSL Newsline is Representative Ben McAdams. Good morning to you, Congressman.
Good morning, Brian and Amanda.
Talk to us a little bit about your desire to block this amendment here. We know that raises in salaries for elected officials are never popular with the public. But having said that, the cost of living does go up, and it might be something that these people need at some point. Is it not?
Well, we got word last week that Republican leaders and Democratic leaders were working together to enact this this cost of living increase, and I just thought, look. To some extent, salary has to be linked to our performance. I don't support this increase. And I spoke up and said, and banded together with some other new members of Congress. And we said, I think Congress needs to, first of all, show what that we're doing our jobs before you even dare ask for an increase. I think it's offensive that we would presuppose that we could get this automatic increase. The budget deficit is projected to top $22 trillion, $2 trillion a year with the debt. The debt will top $22 trillion in the near future. We have American people are suffering from the rising cost of health care. Prescription drug prices are out of control. I think Congress needs to step up and do our job in a bipartisan fashion before we could even look the American people in the eye and say that they deserve a pay increase. And so I came to Washington to get work done for Utahns, not to slip through in the dead of night a pay increase. And to me, I think it's pretty offensive that we would think that members of Congress would think that they deserve a pay increase with all of the problems that have to be fixed in Washington. Maybe you get to that cost of living increase at some point, but right now, I don't think we're doing our job.
And is that what it is, a cost of living increase? How much is it exactly are we talking about? Do we know?
Yeah, it was $4,500. And, I know a lot of people who are suffering right now to make ends meet. And while unemployment's low, we haven't seen salaries rise for a lot of people. And I think Congress should be the back of the line. I went into public service to serve the people of Utah. And I don't think this is I think it's completely tone deaf to think that this is something that we could push through right now with all of the other problems that have to be solved and aren't being solved. Look, I guess maybe we can applaud Republicans and Democrats for working together, but let's start on the issues that the American people are clamoring for Congress to work on, not raising our own pay, but addressing our immigration crisis or health care or prescription drugs.
And this is something I really wish that I knew better, Representative, but I don't want only wealthy people to be able to serve in Congress. So are members of Congress able to afford to get an apartment and so on in the D.C. area, which I understand is sort of an expensive place to live?
Yeah, I make it work. The congressional salary right now is $174,000. And some people make the case that members of Congress could earn more in the private sector, but this is a job of public service. My wife and I, we have four kids. We have a home in Utah. I don't live in luxury here in D.C. I've actually posted to Facebook a video of my D.C. apartment. It's 450 square feet. It's basically a box with a small kitchenette, but look, we can afford it. We're not living in luxury, but it is a sacrifice. But I can do that, and I certainly know a lot of people, friends and neighbors and family of mine, who live on a lot less than that. And so, I think we can expect our members of Congress to make it work.
There's a lot of political risk, though, when you're talking about giving yourselves a little bit more money. And I keep reading in these articles that Democrats and people like you that are in these swing states or brand new to Congress are all kind of echoing the same thing, saying, hey, wait a second, this is probably not a very good idea. Do you feel like you obviously need to see more coming out of Congress before you even consider something like this?
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing from people. People are frustrated with the dysfunction in Washington, both parties, that people can't seem to get along to solve the issues that are affecting everyday Americans. When people can't afford their health care, they're working, two income households, and they can't afford health care for their kids. They can't afford to send their kids to college. They can't afford prescription drugs or insulin that's life saving. And Congress, at the salary that we earn, a cost of living adjustment is not needed at this point. I think let's focus on the American people who sent us here and expect us to do our job. And before we can look them in the eye and ask them for a cost of living adjustment.
It's always good to talk to you, Congressman. Thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you both.
Representative Ben McAdams with us on The In-Depth at 15 and 45, 619. Let's get another